Welcome to Spill the Tea Tuesday. Today I have Nia with me.
Hello.
So we were just talking. What were we talking about?
Wait.
We were talking about conversations with
Oh,
clients, I think. Yeah.
yes. Yeah, how deep they get
Yeah.
or how
Oh,
deep we get.
yes. How deep are you willing to get
Yes.
with a client?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it depends on the client. If I've known them for like 9 years, there's just over time, you're going to, yeah, my kids' names are, blah, blah, blah. And then
Yeah.
you eventually start using your kids' names, in conversations. And, or you get to know each other's routines, like, oh, are you going to go to the Bahamas this, summer or whatever?
Yes.
So you start to get to know people really well. But is there ever like a line that you draw and you're like, I'm just not going to talk about that?
I would have to say if it was anything like maybe it as personal as like my health or something like that. That would probably be the
Health,
only thing.
finances,
Politics. I don't really like
politics
talking
are the
about politics
worst.
or religion too much.
Yeah,
Religion's not too bad
it's not
because
too bad.
But politics, I'm like,
People are really like, I feel like it's a hit or miss with politics. So it's just like a dangerous zone to go
Exactly.
into.
Just change the
And
subject.
exactly. Even if I see eye to eye with what they're saying,
I still
I
don't
still
wanna.
don't even want to like go there. So
Exactly.
it's like I'm Switzerland. I'm like, like, oh yeah, tell me more. But I'm not going to like feed into it.
Nope.
I'm not going to give my two cents. I have in the past, somebody had asked me, no, like, what's your honest opinion? Like, I'm not going to judge you for it. And I say, I'll just say that we're not on the same page. But that's what makes, our country amazing is that we can have different sets of opinions and still respect one another as human beings. And that client specifically, she and I are still friends, like, and it's been many years. And I appreciate that relationship, but I think that's the only person that I've ever crossed that line with. No one else do I feel like, even if I love them to death, not gonna do it, not gonna do it.
Literally, even like comes down to it really like family. I'm like, I don't want to do it with anybody.
Yeah, too much family, too much family. I think there's a certain extent,
For
like
sure.
maybe the ones in my household.
Right, exactly, immediate. But yeah, that would be the most for me. I've definitely gotten like deep about like past relationships, family. Like, I don't have too much crazy stuff going on in my
Right.
family, but
Like
still.
learn from it kind of situations,
Exactly, yeah.
like learn from my situation. Your situation sounds familiar and this is what happened with me and maybe you can learn from that. I think that's good. That's just us being together as women, like supporting other women. I feel like that we can learn from a lot of things. But say I see you, come in here. Let's hear your two cents. So the question is like where's the line that you draw with your clients? When it comes to like how deep you get, how much do you are willing to share?
I mean, if they open the door first and I feel like they need somebody to relate to something, I'll definitely be like the therapist kind of. I've definitely talked about like death, trauma, all of the above with clients. Not like me necessarily, it's more of like them and just them like telling me everything. But then I do have some stuff that I'll share sometimes that I can relate. Like
Like
yesterday.
you've lived it.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. Like I have one client, we just talk that whole entire time. Like
Out
older sibling. Yeah. No,
the
literally all the trauma. And I'm like, okay, girl. See
See you next
ya.
time.
No,
Have a nice
literally.
trauma dump.
Yeah.
They call it, that's
Literally.
trauma bond.
No,
Yeah,
exactly.
trauma bond for sure. I feel like that's how Massey and I's relationship started. And anybody who knows us knows what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But
It
is
happens.
there a line though that you're just like, maybe not with this person? Like,
Sometimes just because I can feel that I just don't tell everybody my entire life, my business and stuff, especially like being the professional. I don't want them to be like, oh, damn, well, I know her whole life story
Yeah,
now.
and maybe that's in unprofessional, right? I mean, there was this one person, this is back in beauty school. She would come in on the dot like every 2 weeks and she would kind of like dump, with me and that's fine. I was like her therapist, right? I think that when we're in a service industry, we do become therapists, without the high cost. But I was listening, and she had asked me a question, and I genuinely gave an answer about like something that happened in my life. And she just thought it was so awkward after that. And I have to admit, I felt awkward too. So I think that, there's a lot of things that can happen in beauty school that you can really learn from. And I think what I took away from that was don't share too much
Yes, definitely.
It can be
I've
awkward.
learned that from the clients, though. I'm not gonna lie, because they be sharing stuff, and I'm like, yeah, I would never say that. I would never tell
Oh,
anyone
don't
that.
you also feel like a sense of pride?
Yeah,
Like
it is nice that they're
they feel
comfortable.
safe.
Yes,
Because I
definitely.
definitely feel like I have a sense of pride that, this the room is nothing's leaving this room.
Yeah.
Like you can tell me whatever you need to today. You can spill the tea in this room,
Yeah, I've literally had clients like come in crying, so
Oh
I
yeah.
was like, that was my first time. I was like, oh.
Oh, the Lord
Yeah.
did
I'm
Lord
like,
actually
do
just
you
tell
want to
me.
talk about it? Do you want to change the subject? We could do either one.
I was just talking to you about this the other day about seeing that as a challenge.
Oh, yeah.
Like if somebody walks in the
It
door and they're
can
in like, well, not in a negative way, but like
Yeah.
as a personal challenge, like I'm gonna flip your day around so
Yeah.
this is like the best day of your life,
Yes.
And I've had people come in and they're just like in a grumpy kind of mood. And in the past, I used to take that very personally. I'm like, what the fuck did I do? Like, I feed that energy back at them.
Yeah.
But now, I don't know, maybe it just comes with age. Maybe I was just immature then and I'm more mature now. But I see it as a challenge. Like, I'm going to take your shitty day and I'm going to turn it into like the best 30, 40, 50 minutes that you have with me
Right.
so that you walk out of here with a smile on your face. And I think customer service wise, that's the best thing you can
Yes.
do,
Yeah. Yeah, because
and
I've had that definitely works. Because I've even had clients that like come back the next time and they're like, yeah, I'm glad I talked to you about it. Like,
I feel so
and
much better.
yeah. Like,
Or
I
even
felt so
like,
much better when I left here. Like,
yes,
yeah.
thank you for our last visit. I really needed that. Do you ever get that?
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I think I see it more of a positive challenge than a
Yes.
negative. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think that with certain people, there are certain things you lean into. Like, or do we talk about relationship stuff? And with this person, we talk about food. And like with this person, we talk about this. And it's just like your thing. But I think it's very rare to have that long-term client that you've talked about literally everything with, and they've trauma dumped and kind of talked about everything about their selves, and then you've kind of shared your relatability, kind of, is that a word,
Yes.
relatability, real, things you relate to.
Yes.
Now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I'm gonna have to Google it. Is that a word, relatability? You tell us, go on our Facebook page, tell us, though.
Drop
You're
in the
done.
comments.
Drop in the comments, is relatability a word? Yeah, drop in the comments below. But give us some other things. Like, what's something that you're curious
To
if
hear
we've
about.
talked about with our clients in the room, or something that has maybe happened to you as a client and you wish your therapist or professional technician would have done different? Share that with us. Go on our Facebook page, go in the comments, take any spill the tea post and just comment on there like a situation you had and see if maybe we would have done it differently.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, until next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.